Change the dialogue. Change the spirit and subject of the conversation. People talk. People are going to talk. Words matter. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:21. Not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Matthew 15:11. We have seen the national dialogue manipulated by the left through its dominance of the media. Satan knows the power of words. His children seem to understand this power better than the children of God. I say this because we've allowed Satan to control the dialogue. We've given place to him. Our lack of conviction about the truth is evident from our giving him the floor. In hindsight, we should have done what Jesus did to naysayers. He categorically rebuked them. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew 23:27. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Matthew 23:33. I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. So, contrary to some modern false teachers, even harshness and sternness are manifestations of real love. Jesus shed his blood and bore the sins of those he rebuked. Because people are now possessed by the demonic forces of Satan, we must deal with them as Jesus did. We must cast out the demons and demonstrate the authority of God over them. This is not for the faint-hearted. This is not for the simple believer. This is for the disciple who is willing to submit his body as a living sacrifice. This is for those referenced in the following verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11. Those who love their lives more than they do Christ Jesus will not overcome because they only have believed in the blood of Christ. They do not have the word of their testimony, which comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. If you consider yourself an overcomer, and I hope you do, if you have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and I hope you do, if you have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you, and I hope you do, you must go forth into the battle. That battle is a battle against ideas and dialogue which are not founded on the Word of God. Our sword is the sword of God, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will direct the word through us as we yield to him. Number one, stopping lies with the truth will not be popular. Number two, revealing the corruption under the facade of political correctness will infuriate the enemy. Number three, call socialism motivated causes as deception will get you removed from the council. Number four, standing firm on the testimony of Jesus Christ will get you brought before the council. So, it will be important for you to operate in the discernment of the Spirit. Knowing when to offer grace and when to warn of judgment will be critical. But we must change the dialogue so that truth is heard above the din of lies. Number one, the eternal destiny of souls is at stake. Number two, the survival of America is at stake. Number three, your standing as a steward and servant of Jesus Christ is at stake. Will you be the voice of Christ today?